State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Now, this isn't exactly breaking news, but it is worth repeating. We have no idea, as a state, how much it costs to adequately educate a child in Michigan. Most states have done so-called adequacy studies. Michigan has not, until now. We've got a new school funding study underway, so let's take a look at it. 9-year-old Curtis Matheny is a third grader at Erickson Elementary in Ypsilanti, and he loves math.
I like to do multiplication because it's really hard. Like, 4 times 4, you would think it would be a little bit less than 16, but it actually is 16.
His best friend, Alex Moravio, likes recess more than math, but he's game to answer a few questions for me about what things cost. Since we're in the cafeteria, we start with lunch.
My raviolis, the whole pack is about $5.99.
Then we move on to the classroom. How much are colored pencils? Notebooks?
I know. $5 for one.
And then the million-dollar question. How much does it cost per year to educate one kid in Michigan?
Let me do some math real quick. 100 for 24.
After some intense third-grade math, Curtis's grand total is $590. Alex's is
$2,500.
Who's closer?
Who's closer?
Well, it's a safe bet to say $2,500, but honestly, we don't know. The Michigan legislature ponied up $500,000 last year to figure it out. They hired Ogenblick Peleschen Associates, or APA. It's a consulting firm that's done dozens of school funding studies for states across the country. Justin Silverstein is heading up the Michigan study, but he's doing it far, far away from Michigan, in Colorado. After a quick check of the weather,
kind of had light snow for about the past 12, 15 hours.
Silverstein fills me in on how this whole school funding study is going to work. They're not coming to Michigan to visit any classrooms or interview teachers. Instead, they're wading through tons of data to find the answer. They're only going to look at data from the most successful districts in the state, districts that are performing at or above the state average on tests.
How are they spending funds? Where are they getting their revenues? So we're trying to get a real good picture of the fiscal realities for those districts.
He'll also look at how much those successful districts spend on students considered at risk, including special needs students and students in poverty. Silverstein and his team will also take into consideration geography. Is it more expensive to teach in certain parts of the state versus others? Now, right now, most Michigan districts get around $7,300 per student per year in foundation money from the state, though a few districts in the state do get as much as $12,000 per student. Perhaps not surprisingly, almost every single study Silverstein's firm has done has found that states need to spend more money in order for all students to have an equal shot at academic success. But a lot of times, states get back their adequacy studies and do nothing with them. Brian Whiston is hoping that is not the case here in Michigan.
Well, certainly if the legislature spent the several hundred thousand dollars to do the study, that I would hope we would look at the study and understand the results of the study and use that to help us have a conversation.
Whiston is Michigan State Superintendent of Schools. He's put together his own committee to figure out how much it costs to adequately educate all kids in Michigan. His report will be released at the end of February, 1 month before the Colorado folks throw in their 2 cents. Meantime, third graders Alex and Curtis will be hard at work figuring out their own number.
Recess equipment's about $1,000. TVs are about $2,000.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.